KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, and it's 51 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today and windy with a high around 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. A little more than 6 years after a crash claimed the life of a female Tri-Center teenager and injured three others, tragedy has once again struck the school district. Crisis response and grief counselors will be available for students of the Tri-Center School District today as they process the death of a male classmate and the injury of three others that occurred during a crash Monday evening. A Ford F-150 pickup carrying the four male high school students crashed and rolled over off Railroad Highway at around 5:40 p.m., a little bit northeast of Neola. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker has said the teens had just left track practice at the Tri-Center High School when the single vehicle accident occurred. At least two of the teens suffered serious injuries. All four were taken to hospitals in Council Bluffs, where one of the teens died from his injuries. No names have been released. A message posted on the Tri-Center Trojans Facebook page late Monday evening said, "Dear Trojan family, tonight our family has suffered a terrible tragedy. Four students have been involved in a tragic crash. It's heartbreaking as one didn't survive. These kids are great students, friends, brothers, sons of great families, and we send these families our most deepest, sincere, wholehearted condolences, sympathies, and prayers to the families involved, as well to the students, the teachers, and the whole TC community. We mourn this awful tragedy. We pray for the healing for one another during this time of hardship. God bless these students, the families, and this great community." Now, some patrons of the district may remember a crash a few miles north of the Tri-Center Neola High School campus on March 17, 2010, that claimed the life of 14-year-old Katie Dyer of Honey Creek. That accident, which involved a car that rolled over numerous times, also resulted in injuries to the driver, 15-year-old Samantha Reed, who was from Honey Creek, and her 16-year-old passengers, Carrie Wilson and Chelsea Burtwell, both of whom at the time were from Persia. In that crash, two of the girls, including Dyer, were wearing seatbelts. The other two were not. All four were ejected from the vehicle. Reed was driving with a school license, which allowed students who are 14 and a half years of age or older to drive to and from school. The Griswold School District's Board of Education Monday night accepted the resignation of Superintendent Dana Kunze and High School Middle School Principal T.J. Dunphy. Both men will finish out their positions through the end of June. The 41-year-old Dunphy, who was arrested March 13th in Creston for OWI second offense and carrying a weapon while intoxicated, will reportedly not be allowed to attend school functions based on the school's code of conduct policy. Dunphy will receive 3 months' severance pay based on his current salary and health insurance through the remainder of the 2016 calendar year, unless he secures insurance by other employment. Some streets in Villisca were dark over the weekend, but not because of a power outage. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said personnel with the Villisca Municipal Power Plant reported that sometime over the weekend, someone had shot out 17 different street lights with a repair cost estimated at $3,400. The damage happened sometime between Friday and Sunday in an area primarily on the south and southeast sides of Villisca. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to call Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 888-434-2712. And police in Council Bluffs said late Monday evening that a woman wanted for questioning in connection with the March 7th murder and attempted murder investigation has been interviewed by detectives and released. 22-year-old Rachel Lewis of Council Bluffs turned herself in Monday in association with a material witness warrant that had been issued. Once Lewis was interviewed, she was released and no charges were filed. Authorities say they do not expect any additional arrests in connection with the murder of Anthony J. Walker and the shooting of another man at a Council Bluffs apartment complex on March the 7th. Based on the completion of their investigation, officials say they believe they have substantial evidence that has led to the arrest of three suspects in the murder investigation. Those suspects include 30-year-old Marcus Moses Davis, 19-year-old Ben Lean, and 22-year-old Wesley Correa Carminati, all of Council Bluffs. In the funeral announcements, Marla Jewell, age 78, of Manning, died Friday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Marla Jewell will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Julie Hedin, age 78, of Anita, died Thursday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Graveside services for Julie Hedin will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home of Kimbleton has arrangements. David Burns, age 78, of Elkhorn and formerly of Oakland, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for David Burns will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Cheryl Sherry Leslie Rutherford, age 66, formerly of Hickam, Nebraska, died Friday in Atlantic. Funeral services for Sherry Rutherford will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Messiah Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. The Lincoln Memorial Funeral Home of Lincoln is in charge of the arrangements. Arnold Ray Murray, age 87, of Harlan and formerly of Irwin, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Arnold Murray will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. William Bill Shima, age 79, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Bill Shima will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Helen Wendt, age 80, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Helen Wendt will be Thursday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Virginia Smyser, age 97, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Virginia Smyser will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Royce Nichols, age 72, of Audubon, died March 13th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Royce Nichols will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. And Jackie Huebner, age 77, of Lewis, died Friday at CHI Mercy Hospital. A gathering to celebrate the life of Jackie Huebner will be held April 2nd from 2 until 6 p.m. at the home of Cindy and Gary Bubolts in rural Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.